This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, where everything you'll find is totally free. That's freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting out with a quick update about evangelical preacher, reverend guy, Ted Haggard. As we've been talking about over the past couple of days, Reverend Haggard has been under some serious allegations here for the past few days by a 49-year-old former prostitute, a former gay prostitute. I guess he's still gay, but formerly a prostitute, who has come out with some accusations essentially saying that Ted Haggard, the president at the time of the National Association of Evangelical Christians, had been having sex with this guy, with the gay man, for 3 years. Well, on a once-a-month basis.
That's the allegation. I mean, Mr. Haggard claims otherwise.
And allegedly snorting methamphetamine before each encounter to heighten the experience.
But Haggard does agree that he purchased methamphetamines on one occasion.
That's correct. At this point, Haggard has admitted to purchasing methamphetamine. He claims he didn't do it, which is kind of interesting. You're going to buy the drugs, but just look at them. And, of course, he's also claiming he didn't actually have sex with this man, but he did receive a massage. Now, what sort of massage that was, I'm not sure.
What they massaged.
What body parts were being massaged, it was an erotic massage.
I can't tell you. When I saw the video clip of him admitting that he got the massage, I don't think he told his wife, because the look on her face was truly priceless.
The Reverend Ted Haggard, according to the AP, was forced out Saturday as a leader of the megachurch that he founded, after a board determined the influential evangelist had committed, quote, sexually immoral conduct, the church said Saturday. Haggard had resigned 2 days earlier as president of the National Association of Evangelicals, where he had sway in Washington and condemned homosexuality after Mike Jones from Denver had claimed to have drug-fueled trysts with him. Quote, our investigation and Pastor Haggard's public statements have proven without a doubt that he has committed sexually immoral conduct. So, I guess that this board of overseers here believes that the massage was sexually immoral conduct, unless they know more than we do, unless, you know, Haggard has been a little more honest with them.
Well, it seems a little unfair to say that a massage is sexually immoral conduct.
That's all we know, though. I mean, as far as public information about Haggard, that's all we know that he is admitting to.
Right. I don't know. Did he or didn't he? And they're canning him because he did?
If that's all that he did was get a massage from this particular prostitute, or I guess it was an escort, is that immoral? Is that immoral conduct? I mean, if you're an evangelical person, is it immoral to get a massage from another man? I'm not talking about anything sexual here. Let's just say it was just a back massage or something like that. Is it immoral?
Well, sometimes massages rub muscles, and you have muscles everywhere.
Right.
So sometimes they do. I used to sort of be, amateur weightlifter. I was trying to get big. Mm-hmm. And I used to get massages on my legs because they would hurt so much.
From another man.
Guys are better at it because they have more upper body strength.
I see.
So, yeah.
So that's what I want to know.
As a matter of fact, the masseur, and that's what you call him, the masseur who did it,
not
happened
masseuse?
To be gay. No, masseuse is
the woman.
Yeah.
I see.
The masseur happened to be gay.
Got it.
So what?
So no big deal for you, but then again, you're not an evangelical Christian.
It's true.
And so I'm just curious, if there's any evangelical Christians out there, is it sexually immoral conduct in your mind to receive a massage from a member of the same sex, even if it's not a sexual massage? 1-800-259-9231. Of course, again, we've been talking about this for the past couple of days on the show, and I know, Mark, that somebody had emailed in. They've taken some offense to our comments here, because I like to point these things out. We talked about the Mark Foley story when that happened, and now we're talking about Ted Haggard. This guy is a huge figure in the evangelical community, and as it turns out, like I've suggested many times, those moralists that scream the loudest about issues like homosexuality, pornography, child pornography, these are the ones that are truly the most deviant, and they're just simply trying to suppress their own desires by going on essentially what amounts to a moral crusade against the things that they personally enjoy, as we've discovered with Ted Haggard here. And somebody's calling us out on this.
Calling you out. Let me first say that I love the show, yet something...
Calling me out? We'll find out about this. Okay, go ahead.
Something finally clicked for me when listening to the November 2nd show. You reported that New Life Church pastor Teg Haggard is allegedly involved with homosexual prostitution and meth use. I don't know if he's guilty or not, and I loathe the fact that to be accused is to be convicted in this country, but that's another rant. This email is about...
Nobody's convicted him of anything. He's not facing any charges.
No, he's not saying that we did that. The email is about the pure sadistic pleasure that is evident in Ian's voice when he reports on news which is harmful, angering to the evangelical Christians.
Also, oh, boo-hoo.
Also, the mocking superior tone Ian generally assumes when debating a Christian in his or her beliefs. Yeah, that was the one we just heard. Although, I myself am an agnostic, I don't share my fellow unbelievers' evident hatred for all things Christian. While it's not directly linked to libertarian principle, I think that libertarians ought to be respectful of different viewpoints and beliefs.
I'm very respectful of different viewpoints and beliefs.
Except evangelical Christians.
Well, now there's a reason for this. I mean, if they would be respectful of everybody else... then they would get respect in return. You gotta give a little to get a little.
I think it's kind of like the way on Free Talk Live we attack the Republicans probably more than we attack the Democrats.
Only because they're in charge.
Because they're in charge. Why do we attack the evangelical Christians? Because they're the ones that have sway. They may not be the majority or anything like that, but they have the sway politically in this country that has to do with gambling and being illegal, prostitution being illegal, homosexuality, the homosexuals not being able to marry.
They're
all
the
kinds
ones pushing and pushing and pushing for more laws to control other people's conduct. And as a libertarian, I find that absolutely abhorrent. And I don't care if it's the evangelicals, or the liberals, or the conservatives, or whoever it is. If you're pushing for more laws to control people, you are going to be opposed vehemently, and you are not going to get any respect from me. Now, to be fair, how often have we trashed the Amish on the air?
Never. We like the Amish.
We've actively praised the Amish on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, it's because the Amish don't shove their morality system down other people's throats. The Amish don't go to city council meetings and demand new laws to control the behavior of others. The Amish don't mess with other people's lives. They just go about their business.
Certainly a pious people. One can't find a more God-fearing folk than the Amish.
I love the Amish. I've got no problem. If you stay out of my business, I'll stay out of yours and I'll respect you. The evangelicals have no intention of staying out of anybody's business. They want to get involved everywhere.
It seems to me, when you look at the Amish and you think about what would Jesus do, that the Amish portray that day in and day out.
Absolutely. Let's go on with this critique.
Okay. Let's see. Ian may not like Christians. That's perfectly fine.
I got nothing against Christians. It's the evangelical Christians that I have a problem with.
But I happen to have no problem with modern, secularized Christianity. Indeed,
that wouldn't count as evangelical, would it?
No, it would not.
Okay.
Indeed, I even find their ability to believe without reason to be rather remarkable and novel. It's often typical for formerly Christian atheists to regard the poor sheep that is still subscribed to Christianity, Christian theology, with hubris, condescension, and hostility. Yet, as we mature, I would hope that most atheists come to a place where they can disagree with Christian faith, even find it baffling, yet still respect their choice as individuals to believe whatever they please and treat them with respect all people deserve. To put it succinctly, I wish Ian wouldn't be so hostile and condescending to evangelical Christians.
Well, tell the evangelical Christians to stop pushing for more laws. As soon as they stop and shut up and keep to themselves, I'll leave them alone.
I got to say that it's true, you give no problem, and I don't either. I personally don't like the Christian religion, and when it's shoved down my throat, I get pretty hostile, too.
There are people in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, that I hang around with on a regular basis that are Christians,
mm-hmm.
and I consider them friends.
Yes.
And I have no problem with these people, because whenever we're out and about or whenever we're doing something, Christianity doesn't come up. They're not out there proselytizing every person they come across. It's the evangelical Christians that I have a serious problem with. 800-259-9231, as I will have a problem with any group. Christian, religious-based, or non-religious-based. Any group. PETA. Any group that wants to push for more laws controlling people's lives. Simple. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Army recruiters caught lying. Coming up.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves for free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you like $5, $6, $7 for their sites. We give it away, including a year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Right there at freetalklive.com. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And you need to know to register now
for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd. Going through the 25th, early bird discount is available right now and only for a limited time. So get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to, and by the way, ladies first here on Free Talk Live. So we're talking to KT in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hello, KT.
I think that Hager left a big trail, a nasty trail, on the church internet.
On the church what?
Church what?
On the church's internet system.
I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, I see. She thinks that the evidence is that the evidence is on the computer and that they're able to look at the evidence.
Oh, that's how
why
the,
they fired
him. That's how the executive council knew that he was really doing something naughty, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They caught one. They caught one here that was a pedophile. And he
really?
Was using the church computers.
Another evangelical Christian?
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Well, not a big one, but a local one.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't really matter if he's talking to little kids online. How old were the kids that he was talking to?
He was molesting them, like 8 years old.
Whoa.
And also, this group in Arizona, Colorado, Utah,
mm-hmm.
The ones that have lots of wives and lots of kids.
Yeah, polygamists.
Yes. They should all be arrested. You know, they're
what?
Being... They should all be arrested.
Polygamists?
Yeah.
For what?
Well,
for welfare fraud, for one thing.
Welfare fraud?
Some of them have 72 kids, and they're getting welfare.
Well, they certainly shouldn't be. What we should do is get rid of welfare, don't you agree? Like, government welfare, end that, and just replace it with private charities? How about that?
Well, they're allowing them to get it when they're having 72 kids and can't afford them.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Who could afford 72
also,
kids?
But if there was no welfare, should they be arrested then?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because because some of their wives are underage.
Oh, I see. So how old should somebody be to get married?
I think at least 18.
Okay.
Well, now, in the case of these groups out in Utah and Arizona and those kind of things, those people live in a sort of commune. They don't really talk to other people. The kids are raised in the environment that they're going to get married, you know, 12, 13, 14.
Except for the boys, and they're beaten and run off.
Yeah, often the boys are run off, that's for sure. Now, the girls are raised that they're going to get married at a very young age. And in, say, Papua New Guinea, they get married at the same sort of age. Is it bad if you're raised that way? I mean, it seems to me that if if it's your culture, it's not that big of a deal.
Not in this century. I think it should be outlawed.
Well, as disturbing as it may be to you and I, it's normal for them. And why do you want to pay $40,000 a year to lock these people up in jail? Why not just leave them be? I mean, they're not really hurting anybody, are they?
Well, you know what's that? They should be put out to work.
Put out to work?
You know, like work farms they had years ago.
You know, those work farms are not particularly cost effective because you have to put a lot of guards out in order to watch these people that are working, and you know they can run off and those kind of things. And then usually prisons produce enough food to feed themselves if they're lucky. You know, it just doesn't seem to work out. You've got bureaucrats in charge of running the prisoners. It's a hell of a lot easier to leave them in. In order to get the state to run, you can't get the state to run efficiently. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm just not somebody who's a fan of, putting people in jail that haven't actually harmed anybody else.
Oh, no, that's too expensive.
You don't want to put them in jail, you just want to put them on a work team.
Yeah.
Got it.
This country cannot feed all of those families that have 72 kids. And
right.
Oh,
this country can feed it, but they shouldn't. Oh, I see what you're saying.
About welfare again.
Yeah, welfare, yes.
Right.
I totally agree that we should not be forced to feed other people's children, whether it's that they have 72 or 7.2.
Their religion believes in the old covenant, you know, as many wives as you want.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing
from
you. 800-259-9231 is a toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the first time I've ever heard about the polygamists taking welfare. That was news to me. I'd always sort of figured that they sort of kept to themselves, didn't involve the government at all in their lives, because if they were taking welfare, then you would think the government would find out they're polygamists and they'd get in trouble. I don't know if I believe that. Let's go to Dean in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, Dean.
Hey.
Hey, I used to be a liberal Democrat.
Okay.
Okay.
So much, so liberal that I started voting Republican at one point.
Okay.
I don't really understand.
Well, I just, the more and more I, got to know my party, then I started realizing, hey, they're really just a bunch of shysters, and decided I was going to start voting Republican.
Well, I used to be a Republican, or I guess I still am a registered Republican, but I learned so much about my party that I've decided to vote Libertarian.
Well, and that's where I'm starting to actually go, because when I was, liberal Democrat, didn't like the way they were going. Now I'm, then I went to Republican, and now they're just so far right that it's actually beginning to get scary. I would dare say that the last caller was probably a staunch right-wing Republican, because she was actually starting to scare me with the work farm thing.
Just another person that wants to control the morality of somebody else.
And I do not have a problem with people wanting to pray in schools if it's left up to them to be a choice. I don't have a problem with prayer graduation, as long as the majority of the students that are graduating in that class say, hey, we don't mind it.
I actually have a problem with government schools, because government schools force people together that may not necessarily want to be together. For instance, if a majority of people says they want to have a prayer at graduation, well, that sort of gives the shaft to the minority. I mean, in the majority, all you need is 51%, and so therefore 49% might be subjected to something that they don't want to necessarily be a participant in, which, of course, is a side effect of a government school system where everybody's just lumped in together into this big bureaucracy, this inefficient bureaucracy that we have. Wouldn't a more sensible policy, Dean, essentially be to allow individuals, moms and dads, to decide where to send their kids to school on a market-based system where the government isn't involved at all? That way, if religious people want to send their kids to a school with all kinds of biblical stuff going on, they could do that. And if people like me, an atheist, wanted to send our kids to a school without any sort of religious influence, we could do that as well, providing the marketplace would bear it.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think that, in the state of Indiana alone, the government school system is just going worse and worse and worse.
It's like that everywhere. In fact, it's been getting worse. The longer the feds have been involved, actually, every year the feds continue to feed money into the system,
the farther we slip down the world's ranking of education.
Exactly right. Dean, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Paul's in Indy. He's going to talk next if he's patient. Your calls as well. And ladies first at 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. www.thedemocrats.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, 800-259-9231. Saturday edition is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. And dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
And as always, you can always bring up whatever you want as we go to the phones. Ladies first, Paul's going to hang on patiently because we got Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kayleen.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Sexy guys.
Hello there.
I wanted to bring up a couple of things about marriage. First
okay.
of all, polygamy should not be outlawed anywhere. If a woman wants to have several husbands, that's fine. If a man wants to have several wives, that's fine.
I agree. It's none of my business. But
right.
what about the 12 and 13 and 14-year-old wives? What about that issue?
I'm kind of riding a fence on that one. I'm not sure about that. It depends on the culture. You know, there are several kinds of cultures that if you marry off a 12-year-old girl, that's fine. In my culture, that's not okay.
But now, wait. Now, you say it depends on the culture. These people, as Mark pointed out, these polygamists, they live in their own little enclaves, essentially, sort of shut off from the rest of the world. Does that, I mean, when you're talking about it depends on the culture, are you talking about their culture, or are you talking about the culture that surrounds the enclave? Because you can bet the surrounding culture might find that a little bit odd, but if you're in the enclave, then it's absolutely normal.
Well, if that's their culture, that's fine.
Now, I think in these enclaves, it seems to me that there's less than free choice for these girls in getting married.
Oh, no doubt. They're assigned.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody should be forced to do anything.
Right.
And I don't really know how, I don't know what it's like there.
They can always run away if they think about it, but they're not trained. I mean, they don't realize that there's anything else outside of the enclave for the most part.
Right.
Also, I have a couple of other comments about marriage.
Okay.
First of all, same-sex marriage. There should be nothing involved in marriage as far as the government.
Absolutely.
The government should not be involved.
It's actually an insult. I mean, it's an insult to suggest that if you love somebody, that you have to go down to the courthouse, to some government bureaucracy, and beg them for permission to show that you love that person. You've
right.
got to get a piece of paper, a permission slip, essentially,
mm-hmm.
That costs, you know, $100 or $75 bucks or whatever it is, and pay the offering to the state before you can show your appreciation for
right.
somebody. It's an outrage.
If you want to get married to somebody, it should be through your religion or whatever it is, and or your clergyman, whatever, clergywoman.
Absolutely.
Your whatever. It should be through your religion. If you want to get married to one woman or one man or several women or several men, it's your business.
And
it is not the government's business.
You're absolutely right. But some people might say, well, Kayleen, what about combining assets? What about sharing wealth? What about all these other things that happens when lots of people get married? Well, I would say...
Then, you know something?
Yeah.
Everything should be privatized.
Contracts. If you want to get into a contract with the person you're getting married to, then write up a contract.
There
sort
you
of
go.
Like people have prenups now because the government has this one-size-fits-all contract for every single
right.
marriage. Because
that's what a government marriage is. It's a contract.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Except it's a contract between you.
It should not be a government contract. It should be a contract between two people.
Absolutely.
Everything should be privatized.
And those two people would be able to pick an arbitrator to make
two or 50 people.
Right, to make a decision, and thank you, Kayleen, for the call. We appreciate it. To make
thank
a decision
you.
On the breakup. So if a divorce happens, the two people that had entered into that contract had already specified who the arbitrator is. They will go to this private arbitrator instead of this government with its stupid set of rules, this one-size-fits-all marriage rules, and then you can specify everything about the agreement.
And that's what a government marriage is, and that's what a contract is. A contract sets out the rules of the relationship, mm-hmm. and more importantly, it sets up the rules of the breakup.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a business contract or a personal contract, you know, the government marriage doesn't require you to do anything.
No.
You go in, you get married, it doesn't require you to do anything
sign
to be married.
Sign a few pieces of paper, that's
but
it.
But it does require you to do things to get divorced.
And
that's all it is.
You're right.
It is a contract for divorce.
But it's a contract between three parties. It's a contract between you, the person you're marrying, and the government. Whereas if you were doing it on a private basis, it would be a contract between two people with an arbitrator that you would select. And also, I think that if it was if marriage was a private process, as it should be, I think people would take it a lot more seriously, for instance. Because then you're entering into an agreement that could say anything. I mean, right now, people don't go and read... the laws could still say anything about marriage, but nobody goes in and pulls off the tomes of law that apply to marriage and divorce and pages through them and reads them before they actually get married to anybody.
Who could?
Nobody does that. But in a private marriage, you better look at the agreement that you're signing, because who knows what it
could
says.
Be anything, and it could say anything.
Exactly. So people would be more caveat emptor, buyer beware, people would be a lot more careful.
You know,
about
George
it.
And Martha Washington didn't have a government marriage.
Let's go to the phones to Paul in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Paul. Paul in Indy.
Hey, Paul guys. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate your show.
Glad you're out there.
I heard the commentary about the evangelicals and the thought that they're making law as to...
they're not making the law. They're demanding the laws. Somebody else is making them.
And people are bowing to it.
Actually, let's back up. The laws are already on the books, and there are people who are demanding that they be changed. It's not the Christians who are demanding anything except that the laws that are on the books remain on the books.
Well, in most cases, with the gay marriage stuff, they're looking for amendments and have gotten them in some cases that specify that a marriage is between a man and a woman. So the laws on the books, those are new things, not old things.
Well, no, but the laws on the books are being challenged, not by Christians, but by people who want to change the laws on the books. And they do that judicially, many times through judicial fiat,
mm-hmm.
and they don't go through the legislature
in order to get it done,
because most of the time it couldn't get done in the legislature, as we've seen in a number of states recently.
Isn't that where you go when you have a problem with the laws, is the judiciary branch? I mean, that's what it was set up for, right?
Well, no. I mean, yes.
I mean, when you're being mistreated by the government, the only way you can do, the only thing you can do is file a lawsuit.
Well, but the bottom line is that the administration of law and judges are not to make new law from the bench.
Sure. I don't feel like they are.
Well, they are when they're saying that the laws that have been on the books in America for hundreds of years, that marriages between one man and one woman are somehow now obsolete because they think so. I mean, they're not. What they're doing is making new law. They're not interpreting the law that's on the book as to the status of the society prior and present.
I see the point you're making, but now there's a demand. There wasn't previously the demand that there is now. There's a demand for gay marriage. There's a demand for polygamy.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. The demand.
Oh, well, you should talk to some gay people and see whether they disagree with
that.
Well,
I talked to gay people, and not all of them are for it. But the bottom line is this: that we don't just willy-nilly change law to a comment that's been on the books for hundreds of years. Let me back up. One of your other callers mentioned that marriage shouldn't be an item of the state. I would agree with that.
Okay, good. So why don't we change that law and get rid of it entirely?
Well,
how about that?
Let me look at the history with you real quick about
sure.
this. Prior to marriage being an entity that the state now controls, it was a church entity.
Correct.
Yes.
And it was all done in the church. And the whole nation, if you look, is set up based on Christian principles, marriage being one idea.
I don't think for a second that Christians have a monopoly on marriage. That doesn't seem accurate.
I'm not saying they do. I am saying, though, that the principle of marriage between one man and one woman, which has been on the books since the beginning of this nation and prior, is based on that Christian principle.
Oh, it's based on a principle. I don't know if it's a Christian principle. How many of our first five presidents were Christians?
Indeed, it is.
Could you answer my question?
I want to respond to your assertion. Indeed, it is a Christian principle. It's not just an arbitrary principle that, you know, marriage is between. It's not as arbitrary as marriage is between two men or ten men or so on.
Now, Paul, hang on a second. I want you to listen to the question here. We're going to get you to answer when we come back. The question was,
how many of our first five presidents were Christians?
Now, you figure it out. We're going to come back to you in a moment here. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. We do ask that if you like Free Talk Live and you've got a computer, go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show, because not only are we a radio show, but we also broadcast online, and we have a podcast, and we are the number two, I believe, podcast in the world right now. That's out of something like 25, 26,000 different podcasts. We're number two because of those of you that have gone and voted. So if you've yet to do it, it's a once-a-month sort of thing. If you've yet to do it in this month of November, head to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show, because being in that top 10, especially being up high like we are, helps bring new people to this show. It brings new people to the message of freedom and liberty, which, of course, we talk about here six nights a week.
New thoughts and new ideas on Free Talk Live.
Exactly. So vote.freetalklive.com as we go back to Paul in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Now, Paul, before we went away, you had made the assertion that the United States is based on Christian principles and the nation, if you will. And Mark had asked us a very simple question, which, Mark, if you'll recap here.
I asked him how many of the first five presidents were Christians.
And, Paul, your chance to answer.
I think that's a good question. And the reason I say is, none of us knows those men's hearts. Now, we can come up with our opinion as to what we think they believed, which is what we do, and I'd be willing to do that. But
would it be an opinion if you based your opinion, your assertion based on what they actually wrote?
I think that's a good starting point, sure.
So, Mark, what would you say to that,
though? Well, if it's based on what they wrote, I would say zero. I may be wrong on Washington, but in none of his writings did Washington, he mentioned God often, never mentioned Jesus. So the answer is zero or one.
Well, how do you know that doesn't mean, I mean, how do you know these guys weren't Christians?
Well, because very popular at the time was the religion of deism. And condensed from Faith of Our Founding Fathers by David Holmes, Realistic Visionary Portrait of George Washington by Peter Henryesque, and American Gospel, God, the Founding Fathers, and the Making of Our Nation by John McLean. John Adams, a Unitarian, did not believe Christian basics such as the Trinity, the divinity of Christ, total deprivation, and predestination. Also, Thomas Jefferson cut and pasted his own Bible. Monroe may have been the least religious of all our Founding Fathers. And Madison wrote Memorial and Remonstrative Against Religious Assessments. These guys did not believe in the divinity of Christ. They were not Christians.
Let's have that out on the table. Let's also put out on the table some history of their writings, which we have not yet discussed, and that is that Thomas Jefferson said that the only textbook that's needed from schools, unequivocally in every school, is the Bible. Now, I realize that Thomas Jefferson took his Bible and he cut all the miracles out of the New Testament and he gave those to his kids because he couldn't buy the supernaturalism. But yet he said that the moral inculcations that are in the Bible needed to be in the school system, and it needed to be a textbook in every school. That's something that's not taught today, but yet it's true. I'll give you a fact about Washington. When
I would agree with that. And I know that that is true. Thomas Jefferson did believe in the morality of the Bible.
And that's a little bit different.
So do I.
That's a little, well, good. And that's a little bit, now, let's, we can wrestle whether Jefferson was a Christian or not.
I don't have to wrestle.
Well, but to take and but we could wrestle about that.
Okay.
But I think to take that and say that he used a textbook for Christianity, and that morally it, for moral inculcation it needs to be in our schools.
Really, it's all just all of this is academics anyway. I mean, what's the relevance?
Well, no, I disagree with that. Let me back up to Washington. This is a little known piece of history. There's a book that I have, which the title escapes me right now, but it was by the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States, Chief Supreme Court Justice, and he wrote it with friends of his family, older friends who knew Washington's family and so on. Washington, when he was 23 in 1753, went off to fight in the French and Indian War on the side of the British. At that time, he wrote prayer journals out, morning and evening prayers to the Creator God and to his son, Jesus Christ. Every day of the week, he had morning and evening prayers. He had written in a journal that he carried with him from that time, 1753, through the Revolutionary time. And when Washington became president, in some of his, one of his speeches, it may have been his farewell address, he said, religion and morality are two pillars that any patriot would in vain subvert.
Now, when
he's speaking of religion, he's not speaking of Zoroastrianism. He's not speaking of Hinduism, Buddhism, or Islam. He's speaking of Christianity.
And deism.
He wasn't speaking of deism because he believed that God governed in the affairs of men. That's why he's on his knees at Valley Forge. And the bottom line is that we can take these evidence. You've seen the picture that's been portrayed. He's on one knee.
It's a portrayal, right?
Right, right. And reading this book that I mentioned before, I should call you with the title. I apologize because I haven't. I put it down.
That's all right. You can't have everything at your fingertips. I totally understand. And
well,
you know,
I mean, it's an important point because these stories lost in our history.
I want to make a point on Washington really quick. Is at 23, I was reading the Bible every day. I would read a proverb, a chapter out of Proverbs every single day.
Sure.
And I wrote, you know, I had lots of Christian writings that I would would write. And I'm not now, but I do have my Bible, and it's in my home.
I agree.
You're not now a Christian, is what you're saying.
I am not a Christian.
Well, but the bottom line is, and that's fine. I mean, people, you know, it's like Jefferson and Washington and their ilk said that a man's relationship with his Creator is up to him. It's between his conscience and his Creator, and he has to do something with that, whatever that may be.
Okay, I've lost the point of all this. I mean, all we're talking about is were they or were they not Christians?
We went back to Christian history to support
to me, it really doesn't matter the belief system of the founding fathers were, and you guys can argue all night long, bring up quotes from people and battle with quotes from these same people.
The bottom line, and the
issue is, what is the bottom line?
The bottom line is that if we obviate the history that we have had, which allows us now to live in freedom, liberty. I should say liberty. We've got a lot of freedom today, and we don't have
much
liberty.
No, we don't have as much freedom as we did back when the country was founded. That's for darn sure. There's a lot less freedom today than there ever was. In fact, the United States.
These words, liberty and freedom, are not interchangeable. We had liberty when the United States started out. We don't have a whole lot of liberty now because of the way that things are run. Yeah. We've got a tremendous amount of freedom. You come and go as you please. You pay as you go. You do whatever the hell you want to do and say whatever you want to say.
I consider the two interchangeable.
But that is not liberty. Yeah. That is not liberty. Liberty implies responsibility.
Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I personally believe liberty and freedom are the same thing.
I think that Paul's a very informed caller.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to let's talk to Susan in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar.
Hello.
Hi.
Hang on just a second. I got to go back outside where I can hear you.
Not a problem, Susan.
Well, I listen to a lot of talk radio on my drive home usually, and
excellent.
I listen to everything from you guys to Michael Savage to Rush Limbaugh during the day.
We're the opposite of Savage.
Yes, I know. And actually, I consider myself, for the most part, a conservative.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I tend to be more liberal in my social views.
Hmm.
And I have nothing against gay marriage or anything like that. Where I have the problems, we'll start with gay marriage. I was going to talk about polygamous earlier, but is when companies go out of their way, because I'm a heterosexual,
okay.
when companies go out of their way to give benefits to heterosexuals, especially insurance, for their life partners, and...
You mean homosexuals. You said hetero.
I'm sorry, yes, homosexuals.
Okay.
Lesbian, gay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And give them insurance benefits for their life partners, whereas a heterosexual is forced to be married in order to be able to do the same thing for
their
partner.
That's because of government marriage. You understand that, right? Because the gays can't get government marriage. The heterosexuals can. If there wasn't such thing as a government marriage out there, then you wouldn't have this problem.
But why do these companies feel, then why can't they just give benefits to life partners regardless whether you're heterosexual?
They could, because they're taking the biggest commitment that they can take.
What do you mean by that,
Mark? In both cases. In both cases, in a heterosexual case and a homosexual case, they're taking the largest commitment that they can take according to law by either A, being a longtime partner, or B, by being married.
But is there some reason why they couldn't give, say, me and my girlfriend, Julia, say, you know, we're not married at all, but we're definitely life partners? But isn't there any reason, is there any reason why this a company couldn't give her benefits as well?
They could.
They could if they wanted to.
But, yeah, because right? It doesn't have anything to do with the government in that aspect.
Right, in that
the
case.
The company has decided that they're going to do this.
Now, personally, I would rather just get all my paycheck. I'd rather just get all my paycheck rather than get the benefits, because they're paying out a certain number, you know, certain number of dollars per week or per month or whatever for that policy. I'd rather get that personally and spend it in the way I deemed appropriate. But, I mean, if you don't like a company, then go work for somebody else that is creating what you want. And if there's nobody out there offering
what
you want,
there aren't many of them out there.
Well, then in that case, it's going to be up to you to create the company that does that. And thank you for the call, Susan. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There's nothing stopping you. Get some investors together and go ahead and create a company that does that. Hour 2 is on the way. The military recruiters are liars. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.